Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Halsa Life, the show where we show you what life is really like for Halsa students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
And this is our daughter,
Mumtaz Ma'asuma
Haider, aka Doha.
Okay, so...
Coronavirus.
Okay, first of all, guys, don't worry. We're not dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not, like, things are not going haywire in Qom and Iran. Yeah, I know that the statistics make it look very chaotic and stuff, and I know that you're probably seeing a lot of misinformation. Videos are circulating about an aerial view of, like, seeing mass graves in Iran, and, you know, they're painting a real picture of there being dead bodies everywhere and etc., but it's not like that at all. We're pretty much just sitting at home, eating popcorn. A lot of the Talibeh have just barricaded themselves in their houses, occasionally going outside to get groceries, but things are pretty normal. Oh, and by the way, grocery shops are not like empty like they are in the US and US and London and the UK.
So we're in Cambo right now on Tawheed. It's one of those little supermarkets, but they do lots of these bulk kind of stuff. So this is lavache. It's kind of like fruit leather. It's like a... Anyway, kids love
alphabet flavored vanilla biscuit.
Doha.
Number one. They're so big, yeah? They're like 40 pieces of them.
Stuck in traffic?
Oh, yeah, so basically we come to the supermarket for Furushkai Sabat. It has like certain products that you get back home, like canola oil, rice bran oil, certain products, you know, like canned tomatoes. So in all the supermarkets you won't get all these things. So I like the shop.
So we need to get these drinks. They're blowing everything out of proportion in the mainstream media, making everybody think that, you know, Iran is like on the verge of collapse. It's not. Everything's pretty normal here.
They're just having masks on all the time.
And sometimes, you know, you meet somebody, you want to shake their hand, they just don't shake your hand. They just look at you weirdly. Or they spud you.
I'm pregnant and I'm hungry. And I'm excited about this picture because he's got snacks. More than me being excited, it's for Doha now. She likes new snacks. So like in the day when Muzaffar is gone, she's torturing me. So I choose a snack for herself, so it really helps. So this comes...
Explain.
So we just come to get some groceries while coronavirus is going on. Mashallah, looks only bright shopping. So, the week coronavirus started, Muzaffar and Doha got really, really sick. So we thought, okay, I think they've got corona. Because Muzaffar had high fever and sore throat.
Mm-hmm. All the
basic symptoms. And around after 2 days later, Doha gets sick. Where are we going, Muzaffar?
We're going to a children's clinic or hospital.
It's a kid's hospital in Qom. So we're waiting at the hospital. So the system in the kids' hospital is you have to first go take the nobat appointment, then you have to pay the fees, which is 20 tuman, which is literally like I think $1.50 or $2, and then you have to wait in the line with a lot of patients, and then the doctor says number 25, we're number 25, and then we go inside. And then the doctor says, inshallah, it's a normal flu, that's what's going to happen, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. In case the doctor then says that, God forbid, it's that, the disease that's not to be named. So just Doha got sick, we took her to the hospital, we were there for like around 2, 3, 4 hours. They said she has got really bad virus, and then they made sure that they did the coronavirus test as well, just to be safe. Alhamdulillah, she didn't have corona as well. Muzaffar just took lots of rest, and it took him at least a week and a half to get properly well.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you try and taste it, you can still taste what it might have been. Like, you can still taste the flavor of what it was supposed to be.
It's just burnt, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just burnt, it's burnt, because someone left it. And let, how many hours did it cook? 6 hours?
We've all been sick, so.
So as soon as coronavirus started in Qom, they allotted two hospitals, Purkani and Kamkar, for corona patients. Like if you think you have corona, you can just go there.
So I'm in Shohada Hospital right now, and like there's hand sanitizer right here. There's not many patients, but yeah. And there's another one right there.
So yeah, the reason that that was important for us to show you is because in countries like the UK, in many hospitals, in other parts of the West as well, there's no more hand sanitizers.
I came home from work one day and Seda showed me this packet that they had actually delivered to our door.
Okay, so basically we have just received this a packet with all these things for coronavirus. The first thing is a disinfectant solution. These are some face masks. This is like how to use the disinfectant solution. This is just like a little note from the government saying this is for you and this is free. And this is like a little guideline on how to take care of corona, like how to wash your hands. And this is talking about corona, like what are the symptoms, signs of coronavirus. Yep, so this is what we got from the government.
Basically, we're at a shop and what are we getting? Some phone accessories.
So I'm just in a phone shop. I needed to buy a charger, so I bought that. So the guy just gave me my card back. I just paid for it, and he gave it to me in with this little tissue on it. I'll call it.
What is it?
Is it Dilfinet? So he just sprayed some of that on it. So when I got my card back, you know, it was, I can be safe. So these are the kinds of precautions that are put into place in Iran. And this is just normal shop. I've just come in here by chance to buy a charger because I've lost mine.
We're getting a fish tank.
Why?
For Doha. And it's from Muzaffar. He's been asking to get one since we're like shifted to the new house.
Whoa. Muzaffar is trying to paint with her.
Okay, one time. She's so confused right now. I thought I'm not meant. Okay. That was bad, wasn't it?
Kids of the neighborhood, they're actually playing. They've put up a court, a tennis or badminton. Oh, it's volleyball, sorry. Volleyball, they're playing volleyball. And they're quite good at it. Asant, Afarin.
Ozi, Maratakon.
The Haram is closed, the Holy Shrine is closed. Jamkeran Masjid, I believe, is closed as well.
We're just trying to be calm. We're not trying to panic how people are panicking at all.
At the end of the day, we have to really give it to the Iranian people. They have, and the authorities as well, they really have been very practical about this. They have done taken every measure that they needed to take and pretty much kept the virus under control, alhamdulillah. You know, whether it's through masks or not shaking hands or not going out into public places, not holding gatherings.
They had to stop Juma Namaz.
So I'm just in a local masjid right now and you can see that everybody is being very careful to pray with a slightly bigger gap between themselves. So they're all praying, but they're also, taking that little bit of precaution, keeping a space from each person.
On my way to class right now, and the construction workers are constructing something in the street, and people are riding along. Oh yeah, so most classes right now are actually postponed until after Nowruz, because let's face it guys, a lot of our teachers are elderly, it's not right to take any risks. So because of the coronavirus, they have just closed down the madrasas. So everybody's actually studying online. I have private classes this term, so I'm just going there. Yeah.
They're taking those precautionary measures, and at the same time, they're continuing with their lives. The people of Iran did not react out of absolute fear and mass hysteria. The people of Iran reacted practically. Stock up, look after yourself, look after your family, everybody, and like stick together as communities. Wherever you are, you need to look after yourselves and you need to resist now, you need to fight against this virus.
Just take the precautions, like how we've been doing it, we've been staying. Okay.
Bad things are happening. People are dying, people are getting sick, but you know what? That's also the situation in the entire world. And just be careful where you're getting your information about Iran in particular from, and about this coronavirus from, because it seems to be something which is being orchestrated from the top. And those who know will know what I'm talking about. I don't really need to spell it out.
Okay, so I think that's it for today. So I think the basically what we can do at the moment is not panic, tawakkul ala Allah, have faith in Allah, take precautions and be home. That's it. From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali,
we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And duha's there.
Wherever you are. کسی ندیدم اینجا که نامید برگرد.